Hello, my name's Julian. I'm 43. I've been living in Lincolnshire for 5 years. I spent 25 years previous to that living in London, so my formative youth was spent in London. Moved up to Lincolnshire where the houses were cheaper. Since then, I've settled down in a house in North Highcombe with my partner. We've been together for nearly 5 years. I work for local government as an urban ranger. I patrol parks and open spaces on a motorbike, all year round, regardless of whether you'll find me out there riding around having a fantastic time. And yes, it probably is the best job I've ever had. Right, just to give you an overview of my life, because it's been quite an interesting one, I think. My parents are Salvation Army officers, so they're ministers of religion, and it was the policy of the Salvation Army to not keep any one minister in one place for any particularly long time. So we would move every kind of 3 to 4 years. So my childhood was spent in lots of different places around the country, all over the country. My kind of early teens, my kind of 12 to 15s, they were spent in the West Country, down in Yeovil in Weston-super-Mare, which is a beautiful place to grow up, and probably planted in me I want to live a more rural existence. At the age of 15, we moved up to London. So I spent 2 years in London education, which was a real eye-opener. There was no ethnic diversity in Yeovil where I lived. There were two Asian families in the whole of the town, as far as I remember. And then I moved into a school where the ethnic minority was white. We were a 40% minority white in the school. So that was a real cultural kind of explosion in my head. And then I started into work, and then because I was in London at a fantastic time to be in London, being gay in London when you're in your early 20s, and it was the 80s, and it was the communards, and it was all fantastic, and gay pride was quite militant still. It wasn't just a big party. That was a great thing to do. I then, after a series of the normal case of kind of 3 week relationships, eventually found a man who I fell in love with, and we stayed together for 7 years. We got a house together, but we kind of grew apart, and then from here we move into another transition of my life. And at that point, at the age of 27, I was very stable, happy, out gay man. Everybody knew that I was out and gay, everyone I worked with, my family, my friends. It wasn't an issue. And then took some advice from a minister, a minister of religion, about what I should do about the relationship I was in. And the advice I was given maybe wasn't what was best for me, but what she believed was right. You know, whatever she offered was all doubt and done out of love and compassion. It was because she thought what she was doing was best for me. But she kind of, we moved down a path of maybe it would be better if you weren't with your partner, and maybe it would be better if you were to separate. So then we separated. When I was about 27-ish. And then for the next 10 years of my life, I became increasingly absorbed into a fundamental evangelical church, who were reasonably open about the fact that they didn't think homosexual lifestyles were the right way to live. It wasn't what God wanted for us. And that it came out of not being brought up quite properly. Probably because you weren't loved right as a child, that kind of thing. You didn't have the right relationship with your dad and all this kind of stuff. And so for 10 years, I became increasingly more and more involved with this. It's great if you like being loved and being supported and being cared for, which we all do. It doesn't really matter where that love and support is coming from. You know, the fact that I was in a family group, a close-knit group, about 18, 20 people, and we all knew each other and we cared for each other desperately. And the fact that I was gay and they didn't really like the fact that I was gay and they thought they had a better way for me really wasn't an issue. It's the fact that I was loved. And I followed that. I mean, I did all the kind of what they term ex-gay ministry. So it's like, we don't actually believe in homosexuality. You're not a homosexual. You've been finding your fixes in the wrong places. We're going to pray for you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I've had demons cast out of me and everything. I've been on 40-day fast.